Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we hear you just fine.
Blame it on the rain.
No, guys.
What happened?
No. They're going to throw us off iTunes.
Oh, you're right.
Again?
We don't want that.
Happy birthday. What do you got?
I got trail mix.
Oh, shit. You hitting a trail?
I'm trying to figure out why my wife keeps putting it in the refrigerator.
She's a weirdo.
Maybe she wants to keep the chocolate cold in the hot weather.
You know what I did? I bought Monster Trail Mix at Kroger. It's regular ass trail mix.
But a monster bites you.
But Lady Gaga loves it.
Oh, really?
No, it's got... I got you. It's got a...
What?
It's
Lady Gaga?
And what's it called? And where do I get it? It's
Is it on the? Can I have it sent to me?
It's got chocolate chips in it and peanut butter chips in it, and so I bought some, and I left it in the car.
Uh-oh.
On a hot day, got it home.
Guess what?
It was a big block of mush, which was actually delicious. But maybe that's why your wife.
Yeah, she wants to keep the consistency.
Maybe she's learned.
Maybe I'm supposed to put it in a bowl and let it get to room temperature before I eat it.
She knows that's not going to happen.
He's an animal. He's a maniac
with trail mix.
That's the lyrics.
I feel like we should convince. I don't want to do it because I don't do characters.
Yeah, you do.
I wish I did, but
you do Mr. Tomato.
You used to do Woody Allen.
What did I do?
In his butt.
You would just do your voice. You'd be like, "Hi, I'm Woody Allen."
Really?
Yeah, a lot.
Did I do that?
A lot.
You used to do that.
Really? Why didn't I do that? That's funny.
It's pretty funny.
Right. You should do that more often.
That's why you don't do it. I don't know. Well, how have you been? What were you going to say? You were saying something.
What was I saying? What was I talking about?
You don't do characters.
You don't do caricatures.
It's basically just Michael McDonald singing other songs. That's all it is. It's just Michael McDonald.
That's funny to me.
It's funny when Michael McDonald sings things. Uh-oh. What happened, Mark?
Singing what? Dude, did you get a
bad raspberry?
Yeah.
Raspberry?
Raspberry?
Are there raspberries in there?
They're dry.
Craisins?
They're dry.
Come on, trail mix. I'll tell you what, craisins aren't bad.
Craisins are delicious. I'm pretty sure they're bad for you.
There's a trail mix that has blueberries and craisins.
Whoa.
Craisin' hell, fellas. Craisin' hell over here.
I'm on a craisin' hell.
This is... What? I had... you guys know me from Facebook.
I know you from...
Right?
I know you from headlining Zany's last.
Is
that what you say when you do shows at Zany's? Guys, you probably know me.
Who's the headliner at Zany's last night?
This guy. I wasn't supposed to, though.
I was part of the feature act.
I knew you were supposed to.
I didn't think I was.
Because I had told him that you were headlining, and he said no. And then I got there.
I told you that because you told me that you weren't headlining.
I wasn't. I was supposed to do 10 in the middle.
Yeah.
Brad's good karma. All
right. Look.
You were really funny.
Good thing you did, too, because you were the best.
Yeah. I thought you were really funny backing up Scott Hill as well. You were great.
Thank you.
It was so funny.
Why did he keep looking at me?
Literally no one but Brad and I thought it was funny. Yeah. But
I thought it was so funny.
We thought it was so funny.
It was one of the best things
I've
ever seen.
It was so weird.
It was really weird.
Bizarre.
Because he kept expecting you to play the songs that he was singing. And like you were some sort of master piano player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you would be able to first find the key that he was in.
Yeah.
And second, stay in the key as he modulated as he was singing.
Well, when he does his jazz gigs, they don't have a problem.
Unique tempo. God, he's so funny.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
unintentionally.
Know, unintentionally, but
I wish he could cultivate that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if he could capture his like little nervous energy that he has and mm-hmm. and well, and play on the things that we think are funny.
It'd be like a
what's funny is
like a redneck Andy Kindler.
Yeah.
The things. Yeah. Yes. That's like perfect.
If he could pull that off.
The things that he doesn't understand that he's doing wrong. You know, he'll like he made a joke with the. Doe a deer, female deer. Uh-huh. Then, like, four jokes later, he did another joke with that. Yeah. Doe a deer, female deer. But he did the whole song. He would, like,
yeah.
He, they weren't really toppers. He just kept going. And it was like, oh, God. Bless his soul.
I love that guy. He's such a good guy, man. You just want to.
He's great. You want to give him a hug.
Hug him.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about him the other day.
Bite him.
With Gary and Liz. We're talking yeah. about who, which Nashville comic would you least like to be raped by?
Was he on the list?
He was on the list. But my thing was like...
Be gentle.
If he came at you with a boner, you tickle him.
Yeah, you would get those balls over yeah, here. Get those balls over
be
here.
Be like, all right.
Silly.
Who did you pick? I don't remember how... I ended up saying that I
would, don't want to be... I don't want to be raped by... He might murder me if... I won't say
yeah, it's not.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. Is he...
Is he black?
Is he possibly...
Is he...
A murderer?
Does yes. he know a professor?
Does he help children?
I have no comment in either direction.
Does he help children who are different?
A cyclops?
I just don't want to be killed.
Does he know a Wolverine?
I just don't want to be killed, guys.
Does he know?
Does he have all, a hover round?
Does he know the rest of the X-Men?
I don't want to be killed. I don't want to be.
No, you don't want to be raped by him. I didn't. I decided I would most like to be raped by Chad Ridden.
You would most likely?
Most liked. Well, if you had to pick, who's going to rape you? I said Chad Ryden.
I picked Sean.
Well, that wouldn't be right. That would be...
Love yeah. lift us up where we belong.
That would ruin our
yeah, we're too good of friends to consummate.
Yeah, and that was the thing. Was like, how yeah. about Mark? And I was like, no, because then Duke, it would be weird yeah. to podcast.
Yeah. yeah. Ruin the podcast.
But Chad...
You expect him to do that.
You could take...
And still be friends.
Yeah, you could take 2 inches and... Or you know, and he when I told him about it, he was like, you know, I'd probably be so drunk couldn't get up, and I was like,
yeah,
so
true.
That wouldn't be so bad. But I was, but not that I would most like. I just said I would rather be raped by Chad than hug Scott Neese, because that's that would leave a film on you.
Oh,
of
this is gonna be the most popular podcast once people find out we're bad mouthing other locals.
Scott Neese knows he's unhuggable.
Oh, does he know that?
How could he not?
I don't know.
I didn't say which Scott Neese.
Oh, that's true.
I didn't use a middle initial. It could yeah. be any Scott Neese
yeah.
in the world.
mm-hmm.
It could be any of them. You know what that reminds
oh,
me?
Speaking oh, of the world.
Yeah?
Yeah, we are.
The guy at the MAPCO when I bought my Frosty Freeze that yeah. I'm sucking on right now.
I'm yeah. tell you, that looks delicious. Mm. You got Frosty Freeze. You got trail mix.
I'll get you whatever you want.
I got a bottle of water.
But he, it said his name, which was George, and it said my hometown, and under it just said Egypt, which apparently.
yeah, Egypt, Tennessee. It's over there.
Yeah.
25 miles south of Maryville.
Is it near Athens, Georgia, and.
Near Paris.
Mm-hmm. It's in Cairo County.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I want to have a guy pageant.
Yeah.
Not a gay pageant, no. not a drag queen pageant, just a
Dudes.
Regular guy.
Dudes.
Pageant.
Really?
I was watching one of those.
Like well-dressed
toddlers,
guys?
Toddlers and tiaras. No, just guys.
Dudes.
Just something representative.
Man bros.
Yeah, just dudes. All right, now we got a dude. Dude comes out. Like, that's pretty good. That's pretty
that's
good,
a good guy. It's a good guy.
It's a good guy. People win. Just to see if, even in that circumstance, I think people will still get worked up about it and yeah. overreact to it, even if it's not an important
Here's
thing.
Bill. He's wearing jeans today.
Well, this is all politics. It's just politics. This is all, you know, you got to spend $500 to pay for it. You know what I'm going to get? Some of those running glove shoes for my feet.
I think those are bad for you.
Please don't.
Are they bad for you?
No.
Yeah.
Bryant Gumball mm-hmm. said that they may be not bad for you.
No, the guy who wrote that. What was that?
Sean,
Run for Life?
Let me ask you a question. How many years did you manage a shoe retail store? Okay. Let me, how many hours you put in on the shoe wall?
I used to make orthotics. Huh? It's true. I would be there.
How many shifts you work, huh?
I'm saying, all I'm saying is what I've seen on the TV.
Huh? Yeah. What
which
are you
is
saying?
Probably the same guy who talked to Brian Gumbel. It's the guy who ran with crazy people from South America who run barefoot.
Yeah, right.
And he was
Zolabud.
Yeah. Exactly. Well,
they were doing like these slow motion image captures of people running, and when you have a shoe on, your heel hits the ground first, right? And then when you run barefoot, the ball of your foot hits the ground first, and they're like, that's more natural.
And
that's
if you're wearing a shoe, it doesn't allow your foot to expand and sort of take the shot.
Well, if we're going what's more natural, if we all came from fish, we should be able to just breathe underwater, right?
I hear you. Let's just swim.
Gosh.
I'm going to get some flippers.
Yeah. The liberal media has you...
Don't even get me started.
They have
the
you
liberal
duped.
Marias. That reminds me, guys, in your opinions... Yeah. I'm going to go to Mark first on this because his opinion's more important.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a...
Uh-huh.
All right, before... Should we address that?
No, what? No. Address what?
Address what? I don't hear anything.
I just keep hearing some noise. I don't know what where it's coming from. Or...
Yeah.
I don't
hear
anything.
Maybe I'm crazy.
I don't hear anything.
Because
I don't have any headphones on, so I probably...
Yeah, maybe
you can't hear it
with some wire defect or something,
yeah.
I guess. Mark,
Ghost
let me ask
the machine.
You this.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I cool?
Yeah.
All right.
Totally.
All right. All right.
I like it.
I'm not going to ask you.
Why are you asking that?
Did somebody say you weren't?
No, I just want to know if I'm cool.
Oh, totally.
You don't. You want to keep tabs on it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're cool, dude.
Thanks,
I like
buddy.
It, man.
How do you base your...
You know what I do?
Not
no,
that I'm
no,
disagreeing
not,
with
not,
you. I'm not disagreeing
no,
with
I'll
you.
I'll tell you what I... You know what I use? My opinion. That's what I use.
Whoa.
Unfallible.
Unflappable. Am I cool, Mark?
I wish you wouldn't have put me on the spot.
Let's move on. Let's
I don't think I'm cool, so that's
cool.
Let me ask you a question. What movie does this come from? We don't need no stinking badges.
I don't want to tell you now because you're gonna zing me.
Cool person says Blazing Saddle. Uncool person?
Really? An uncool person hasn't seen Treasure of the Sierra Madre?
Yeah.
I don't
that's
know.
It's so weird.
I think
like it seems that's why you're not cool because like you think everybody should have seen that movie. Nobody. You're the only person I know besides myself and my wife that have watched that.
Really?
Maybe Ryan Williams. Maybe like maybe people like that.
Well, even watching it, but being able to recall
A line from it.
Right. Even though it's a famous line.
It's a famous line.
The only reason makes me even less cool. I had seen UHF before that. And they do a badgers joke, and then he throws the badgers out of the window, which is great. But then when I saw Treasure of Sierra Madre, I was like, I had heard that floating, like I had seen it in Blazing Saddles and seen it in that, and I was I know actually where that's
connection.
From.
Yeah, right. Now I know where it's from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I did too when we were watching it.
Same
like,
thing
it's
happened.
It's not a funny movie, and
right.
it's, that the scene where he says that, it's not a funny scene.
No,
it's
not
a
at all.
Very intense scene.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it with the wife, and I just start cracking up, and she has no idea why I'm laughing because she's never seen UHF or Blazing. She doesn't know.
It's the same thing that happened when I saw Conan the Librarian. I was like, "What? This is pretty cool." And then I saw Conan, and I was like,
I got it.
I get it.
You didn't get it.
I'm making it.
I'm just kidding.
I know. I can't wait because they're making the Conan movie,
Sean's cool.
And you know the guy is going to be on Conan O'Brien's show, so that'll be.
Oh, yeah.
That has to happen.
Conan.
Well, he might want to do Leno. You never know.
Yeah? You never know. What's going to happen?
I didn't hear that.
I think Mark's cool.
Yeah. No, I'm not cool.
You're cool.
Married. I'm 41.
Yeah.
I'm fat.
Mm-hmm.
My jeans don't fit right.
I think you're cool.
They're looking like they fit right to me.
Don't look at my dungarees.
Well, we've already established that I'm cool.
You're cool. Sean, you know,
more
Sean's
like
cool
dungarees.
So if you're cool, whatever you say is cool.
Oh,
so
I'm cool like that.
Ipso facto, yeah.
I used to be cool. Well, I used to think I was cool.
Sean's cool.
Never,
I would more. I would.
Cool.
I wouldn't use the word cool to describe Sean.
No, he's hip.
He's hip. Exactly.
Yeah, he's, hip.
He's hip.
I'm.
I didn't say you're a hipster, but you're
not
hip.
A hipster, but you're.
I mean, who else goes to Mapco and gets a slushie?
Exactly.
That's hip.
That's pretty hip. That's with it.
Yeah, it's...
He's got like 50 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
I don't know. 50 isn't... I got like 35. No, that's
speaking,
not true either.
Speaking
of cool.
Of singing telegrams.
Yeah.
Jill, my baby's mama.
Yeah.
It was her last day at work today, and she's going off to college to be a nurse practitioner. So it was her last day. It was a big deal.
Wow.
So I took Hannah down to the office, and her mom was there. Of course, her dad was there. And, her sister in England ordered a singing telegram.
What?
For the.
I don't think those still exist.
Well, and she emailed me this morning. She was like, help me come up with some jokes, which I don't know if that's exactly how it works. She was like, some jokes for the chicken.
Singing chicken? Telegram?
It's a woman dressed up like a chicken, and she comes with a bunch of balloons in a bag, a gift bag, with like a candy bouquet, and sings to you, right?
Sorry, guys. Inappropriate.
Was that your fucking button box? All right.
He's going to spend $6,000 a year in batteries for that little $20 toy.
I know. He's going to get that. I'm going to get my fart machine out. And we're just going to all night.
Beep, mm, beep, mm, beep, mm.
I'm going to finish the story in a minute. Go ahead and get it out of your system.
Get what out of my system?
He'll never be out of a system.
Get what out of my system? What do you mean?
I want to play with it.
Well, I don't know. Point it at the light and watch it really happen.
Wow. All right. I'm going to finish my fucking story.
Okay. Just finish it.
You can.
I'm ready.
I'm just going to sit here.
I'm not even going to do it anything.
Can you imagine being like a Jew?
Yes.
And you're hiding from Nazis.
God, that's terrible.
And you're hiding from Nazis and Sean is in the fucking room with you. It's like, oh, fuck. Jews are walking around. It's just like candy wrappers.
Can you hear me? Nutty.
I'd be like,
uh-oh. It's a Nazi bambalance.
So baby's mama, so chicken shows
baby's
up.
Baby's mama, chicken shows
chicken
up.
Chicken shows.
I gotta tell you.
Chicken.
Fucking two words.
Yeah.
Lackluster.
Really? Really?
It was a half-assed chicken singing telegram.
Congratulations.
It was this chick. She kind of came in. She just sort of like her heart was not in it. It was like because Kate, the sister, and I had written some jokes for. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if that's how it works, but we'll do that. And I wrote a couple of zingers or whatever. Didn't really do any of them. Didn't really.
Money back right now.
Well, like there's things like Jill had like broken a window with her butt one time. Like she had like fallen through the window or something. So it was like, hey, say something about, you know, make. And so Kate made a joke like, don't try to break window and get out, or something like that. Some joke.
In case of emergency, use Jill's butt.
Right. And the chicken was like, the chicken.
That's good.
Well, that would have been good. But the chicken was like, hey, don't try to escape. She's like, all right. And
don't. Hey, don't try to leave.
Yes.
Till you see me.
So that's not how it.
I feel like that's like a scene from The Office, like where some, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I feel like,
yeah, it was. It was like, it would have been less awkward if they'd have hired an act like a stripper. It would have been less, because it was going so badly.
What was this, her first time? Was this her first call?
Was her first chicken?
Was her first out call?
No, because she had said, she's dressed like a chicken, and she's like, people say I should paint my toenails or something. Like when she was done and leaving, because she has like chicken feet, and they were like, so she's done it before. So I'm thinking it's one of 12 things happened here.
Okay.
One, this is not her business. It's like a family business, and she is like reluctantly pulled into this. Two, she's one of those chicks who wants to have an interesting job. Like, I'm a chicken for her or something, but she doesn't really do a very good job either or something. You know, like, I am in head of karaoke or something. It's like, yeah, but you're not.
Three,
I don't know, something else.
Four.
She is in business with a friend. And
is it a summer job, maybe?
Maybe trying to pay for, get through college or something like that.
Five.
Maybe right before she went in, she got a phone call and said, your mom died. And she's like, the show must go on. I got to
Maybe.
Six.
Maybe six. She got a call and said, your mom made it through. She's still alive.
And she didn't like her mom.
Yeah.
She's like, so she's sad about
insurance.
Then she starts breaking bad about it.
It may be
Breaking Bad.
Seven.
Seven. Jesse Pinkman.
No, don't tell us anything about Jesse Pinkman. We're only like halfway through the second season.
Spoiler alert, guys.
No.
I love my dad.
Now, Walter White. What Walter White does. The episode with Gene Simmons. Why are you guys so far behind on these great
shows?
Because
Netflix is a dick fucker. Every time we order one, they send them out of order. We had the Odenkirk premiere disc.
And you started watching it thinking.
We started watching it and halfway through the disc starts fucking up.
And you're like, oh, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a great show.
It's so good. Can I see that?
Is that a Geiger counter?
See what?
Can I see your toy?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Took it away. You'll get it back.
Wow.
You'll get it back
wow.
at the end of the podcast.
Wow.
Way to go.
Geiger.
Ruined the best part of the show.
Geiger.
Look, I'm just
I didn't know I was ruining the show, guys. Sorry.
I don't know what. The chicken has just sucked.
Yeah, it
stinks. That's sad.
Oh, can I tell you guys something? You guys, sure. You guys know me from Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you know how I post that picture of the cart wrangler?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, cart wrangler coming out of Kroger, got a picture of him.
Yeah.
He stopped. He goes, hey. And he, black man, mm-hmm, he says, what did y'all do to Vince?
What did
Talking
you do?
About Vince Young.
Really?
He's blaming white people for Vince Young being cut.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, he was laughing. What do y'all do to Vince, man? Why's he got to go?
Uh-oh.
Like, it was our fault. Huh. Like, white people cut Vince Young.
Vince Young, the singer for Poison.
Who, I forgot who I was talking to. Never mind. What do we got?
Vince
Some,
Young.
It's Swamp Thing coming on tonight. Revenge of the Thing.
Maybe. Hey, look.
Swamp Thing meets the Blob.
Vince Young is a football player?
Yes, yeah, he is.
All right. That he sounds
is.
Right.
Never, I wish I had never would have brought it
he
up.
He got cut. Huh?
Well, there was a white coach.
Did he get stitches?
Why?
Because he got cut.
Oh.
That was a really great pause.
Sorry about that. Sorry I brought that up, guys.
No one's as sorry.
I like Kart Wrangler.
I am.
Love Kart Wrangler. He's funny. I told him to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
Got some new words for the vocabulary.
Do you mind if I...
Please.
Kroger?
Yeah, Kart Wrangler.
There's a guy at our Kroger who is talk to himself kind of guy.
Talky guy.
Oh, yeah. Didn't
talk
about
himself,
him?
Tiny little guy. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's the guy who goes... That ain't bad. That ain't bad at all.
That's a low price.
He sort of walks around doing that. So that's our guy.
Yeah.
There's no, I don't have any recent like stories guy. About him. He just sort of wanders like and he goes.
And he's pretty upbeat about it. But he's getting shit done all the time. He's like, yep, well, wait a minute. Okay, all right.
Oh, yes.
And you turn around like, what?
It's like, one time I was in Circuit City, and I've been thinking about this a lot.
You were in Circuit City?
Yeah, when it was still open.
I don't believe it.
It's like when Xbox and PlayStation 2 were like going back and forth competing.
Yeah.
And there was nothing wrong with this guy. He was just, well, it's a middle-aged guy. He picks up an Xbox game.
Yeah.
And he goes, y'all going to do it. Y'all are going to do it. Y'all going to beat PlayStation. I know it. It's just a matter of time.
Wow.
There was nobody there. I was like.
Did he work there?
No,
he
was shopping.
Whoa.
But he was like normal. He was just, he was passionate. He believed.
Wow.
Maybe he had a Bluetooth in his ear.
And no.
He was,
I looked.
He was talking to Xbox on the phone.
Yeah.
I was checking his ears.
Xbox.
Hello, Xbox? Yeah.
Buy me 200 shares of Xbox.
But.
Maybe he got cut.
I've been thinking about that guy a lot lately. Why that happened? Like had to happen like 10 years ago,
I love
right?
Crazy people, that kind of crazy.
But he wasn't like he was normal. He was probably like somebody's dad and everything and functioning.
Yeah,
he wasn't like slow.
Huh? I'm
sure, we've all had, especially us, because we're all goofballs.
Yeah.
We've all
like
done
he was geeking out in public.
Yeah,
he was just so excited about Xbox.
You know, I gave up.
What
I gave
a weird
up,
thing to have loyalty to, though.
I give
video
up
game
not singing when a car pulls up next to you. You know, you sing in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And then a
yeah.
car pulls up next to you, you kind of knock it off. I'm like, fuck it. I'm not knocking it off.
I don't knock it off.
I think I'm getting old where I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I
me too.
Am the man. who will fight for your honor.
We're hitting a different note there.
I don't know what I'm doing.
It's good. It sounds good.
You guys want to hear some new words?
Yeah.
New
dick
words.
Sucker.
Yeah.
Dick sucker.
Dick sucker. Call somebody a dick sucker.
Okay.
Hey, dick sucker.
Hey, dick sucker.
I probably won't be that mean to anyone.
You might.
To Sean, maybe.
Well, Sean and I were at a show, Bluesboro.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we were.
What happened there was a girl.
It was great.
There was a girl, pretty. Oh, God. There was a bartender who apparently has a boyfriend. I friended her on Facebook, and we talked a little bit, and then, like, her status changed to in a relationship.
Yeah. You have that effect on
I do. Anyway, fuck, she's so fucking hot, though. Yeah. Anyway, this other girl at this show. This show, by the way, was horrible.
You had me at Bluesboro.
Yeah.
It was
Remember
bad.
How horrible Bluesboro was?
Yeah.
It's exactly as horrible.
Yeah.
Chad put a valiant effort into shutting everybody
up. Of course
he
did.
Chad was a trooper.
Yeah.
Of course he was.
You were a trooper.
Yeah.
I was kind of a trooper. I was supposed to do 25. I did like 22. I was 25 to a half hour, but we started late, and I figured this is going pretty bad.
Yeah.
And I quit.
Yeah.
Gave up.
The Bluesboro is the reason why we had shows at Liquid Smoke.
Because it was so bad?
Yeah.
Well, they should.
That's what happened.
Well, we got paid.
Did I ever tell you that story? Well, tell me your story. I'll tell you about it.
Okay, so anyway.
Yeah.
After I go up and I do my thing, and I started out okay. Then people started talking halfway through. People talked pretty much through Sean's and then pretty much through Chad's. People were talking, but by then he had made enemies and people were yelling shit.
Yeah.
And so it was just a big train.
Like, you're not funny.
Yeah. Well,
shut up.
The woman who was yelling that during my set was talking, and Chad was like, hey, this guy's really funny. You should be quiet and listen. And she's like, fuck you, I came here to barber to barber. So she was yelling you suck at him, not because he sucked,
but
not just because he sucked, but
just
because
he had already told
her she was
stupid. She knew she was going to attack him.
Yeah, yeah, she was waiting for it.
She knew what she was doing.
So this girl comes over to our table.
Yeah. Chick.
And asks me if I'm single. Hot chick.
Kind of a cutie pie.
Hot chick. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, good, because my friend over there.
Oh.
And I'm like, no.
Welcome to the eighth grade.
No. I don't want you to be some hot girl, fat chick ambassador.
But did you look? Did you look over?
I looked over, and there was like a table, and there was a huge woman who had to be the one that was.
There were five huge women.
There were five huge women and a woman in a wheelchair. Now, the
wheelchair
was pretty
cute. Really
cute
girl in a wheelchair.
Which brings me to my next word, fuck it list. Like, you have a.
You got a bucket list.
One man, one woman. I know, but like.
For like, you know.
You got a black girl,
people
whatever.
Who can't find true love like us.
Right. You want a tattooed up girl a wheelchair girl.
I was thinking, I haven't written a bit about this yet.
Bucket list is what.
But. Like, when I was a kid, I liked playing basketball.
I actually tweeted that word a while back on my Kenny Rogers.
Bucket list?
Bucket list?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had David Bowie's on my.
On my fucking list.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Well,
that's where you get
it
from.
Sense.
That's smart.
I didn't hear
Way to go.
I'm no Billy Ray Davis, all right? I don't take Kenny Rogers' rules and turn them into my show.
Uh-oh, drama.
Quit touching my dick with your foot. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you can use it, though. I mean, I didn't mean to make you feel bad.
This is so dramatic.
Listen, BW, if you're out there, you're not out there. Never
Why
mind.
Would he listen to
Never
this?
Never mind the rest of that.
But I was thinking, when I was a kid, I liked playing basketball.
Sure.
But at some point, I realized that I wasn't good at it.
Yeah.
Right.
And that I would never, ever be good at it. So I just stopped playing it.
I'm going to let you touch my nuts next time.
Touch his nuts. Touch his nuts. Do it.
Put that away.
But I was thinking, why haven't I given up on trying to date women yet?
Oh.
Because I know I'm not good at it.
You don't play basketball now.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so why did you not give up?
Because when you think about basketball, you don't get a boner. That's why you...
Yeah? Is that what it is?
You don't, like, get frustrated and, like, have a drive to play basketball. You know? It's... Playing basketball is its own reward. It's not like you play basketball and then you come at the end. It's like you get to
play. If you do it right, you do.
Well, maybe Mark does.
I do.
We should play some basketball, guys.
Okay.
B-ball.
You come to my Y.
Fuck it, list.
You guys are Y members, right?
Yeah, we're Y.
But I don't have the universal...
Well, then we'll go to your Y.
Does your Y have basketball?
Yep.
Probably. It's in East Nashville, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in East Nashville.
We don't want to. How come you can't go to any Y you want?
Because you got to pay more.
You got the $30 a month thing or whatever.
Oh, I may have that too.
I got the poor people.
I don't know what I have. No, I think I'm good anyway. Anyway, what?
Let me tell you about women.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me learn.
It's not just what you give them.
It's what you take.
It's what you give up for them.
That's true, yeah.
It's a truism.
Yeah, it's...
Wow.
I mean, it's give and take.
And, wow. I don't know. Before we go on to which is better, how are we doing on time?
Yeah.
This is a great podcast.
905 measures.
That's perfect.
That sounds like a lot of measures.
30 minutes.
30 minutes, ooh, exactly.
Perfect.
Wow.
See what an instinct we have for this now?
Best podcast ever.
When a girl, well, girls will say to you, like you say something, you got some rap. And this is what I'm thinking maybe Sean's problem, if I may.
Yeah?
I think Sean, every time he goes out with a girl, he invents a whole brand new date.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he doesn't want to be faced with the, oh, I bet you do that with all the girls. Of course you do it with all the girls because you do it and it works.
He's talking about.
I just take him out to dinner and stuff.
Mapco Mart that he did today.
But I'm like, where are you going to dinner? And you're like, I'm going to whatever. And I'm like, how's the food? You're like, I don't know.
I've never been there. Right. No, you got to have a go-to.
You got to have a place.
This girl's hot. I take her to
Panera.
This girl's not that hot. I take her to
the place I used to take girls to isn't open anymore.
Oh.
What about Satco?
How would I take a girl to Satco?
Just to let her know what's up.
Yeah.
That's what her
feels. This is how I just feel about you.
Just to see if she can read.
You're worth $4.
I hope you don't like air conditioning. Or I hope you do.
Look, lady, I hope you can write. That's all I hope. You know, I hope you can write taco on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You don't even have to write it. You just have to write a number.
Circle guacamole. That's all I'm saying.
As far as like love letters and sweet things like that, that I custom for everybody.
Oh, but do
like,
you?
As far as a date goes, it's like, you know, you go, you have something that's fun to go do, you know.
I don't know.
You go do it.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, you say that to all the girls thing is like kind
of. Yeah,
like,
I bet you're saying that to all the girls.
Yeah, you're like, of course I do.
That's what the ladies sound like when they say it to me.
It's really but you say that to all the girls.
Hello, beautiful lady. Hello, yeah.
Yeah, see.
I got a hot, wet muffin.
Who wants a blueberry muffin?
I wrote here Breaking Bad, but we already touched on that.
Did you see when Jesse. All I'm saying is
we're loving Breaking Bad.
You can read about it in my new book
called
Eat, Pray, Butt Fuck. You guys ready? Yeah. We'll do that next.
We'll do that next week.
Oh, no. I had a dream. Real quick.
I had a dream. Yep.
That I was like a bird crow man.
Yeah. Okay.
It was like a cartoony kind of crow man. And there was this.
It was cartoony?
It was cartoony. Okay. I was like a cartoon, sort of. And there was a barn, but it was like a skyscraper. It was a barn that like went all the way up, and it was empty on the inside. And I was flying up it. There was a rope, and I was flying up. And I got to the very top, and I pushed some button, and like the top of it launched into space. Then I flew away, but I could only fly if I was looking at something. Like I somehow, my visual connection with something kept me in the air. So like I'd have to look at a tree and like kind of scroll down the tree with my eye to go down. And it was very weird and cartoony, except for there were real human beings, and I would drop wrenches and things on their heads.
What?
Their heads would smash open.
Jeez.
Like, graphic. And,
that's intense.
Like a cartoon, you drop an anvil on someone's house, like, bonk, and they kind of have it. But this was, like, gross. Faces of death. And that's it. What do you think?
Two things.
Either she's a chicken.
You need more fiber in your diet. This is a macro, what I like to call macro dream.
Okay. Is that what you like to call it?
It's a macro. You have so much potential, and you know you have so much potential.
Oh, God.
But what you're doing is you're focusing on what's right in front of you, and you feel like if I don't focus on what's right in front of me, I can't go up or down or the way I want. But you know what? You need to focus on everything around you.
Because
when you're only focused right on one narrow thing, what happens is you're dropping wrenches and you're killing those around you. You need to expand your vision and go up and down in the direction that you really know you can go and you can achieve what you believe and follow your dream and stop staying in this thing.
It's just going to sound like... Well, thank you.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
That was beautiful.
It's a macro dream.
I don't know if you know what
that was. A beautiful
the definition of focus, but other than that, I'm all with you. Yeah. I should keep my eye on off the prize.
Yeah, don't get it so right in your face.
Yeah, that's a very Yoda.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Are you guys ready for which is better?
Yes, I think
Sean, unless Sean has a dream.
Sean, you got a dream? Sean doesn't dream.
Good.
I almost never remember my dreams.
Good.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better?
No,
I don't know. Which is better? Let's find out now.
Which is better?
I'm trying to eat before the song finishes.
Dude, a Sean Parrott over there. Pulling a Sean Parrott.
I try to eat during the song break.
Will you drown his chewing out with some kind of, I don't know, theremin handheld?
I think you turned that down.
I did. I turned it down on purpose.
Okay.
See how loud it is when it's... That's really annoying. You wouldn't want me to do that.
Yeah.
Now, see how annoying that is?
Just brain shit that makes noise.
Which is better?
Which is all right, which is better? Stallone versus Schwarzenegger.
Oh, what the F?
Which is better?
Yeah.
Sean, which is better?
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Mark, which is better?
Stallone.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Better voice.
Whoa.
Neither.
Better
they
voice.
Both lost.
Yeah.
They're both like... They're half a syllable from being retarded.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's Arnold.
Tumor.
All right, let's everybody do a Stallone.
Mick, feel like a Kentucky Fried Fool out here, Mick. Hey, Mick.
All right, Schwarzenegger.
That's not my tumor. That's not my baby.
I love Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions.
So
I love impressions of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Not to get off topic, but last night, Mark's Bill Cosby impression.
That was the highlight of my comedy career.
Did you already know that you did a horrible
No,
Cosby?
I never tried.
This is the first try.
That's the worst.
Hey, let's try something out in front of 100 people you've never met.
Mark does his little song requesting. This is a special music show. Mark excels, and he's the headliner, so he's the best one.
Mm-hmm.
And he does, unlike everybody else who's just singing their silly songs,
yeah.
Mark was like, improv songs. He's like, you give me a topic, I'll make a song about it. Somebody said Cosby sweater.
Yeah. Nailed it.
He nailed it.
Deep beep burper. But once I realized how bad it was, I couldn't just, if I bailed on it, then
no,
I'd be like, whoa, crap.
You owned it being bad.
Ah.
Which is mocked more as far as voices go? Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger.
Totally.
Always.
I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people do, but Schwarzenegger totally mocked. I mean, nobody's really going to make fun of Sly to his face.
That's a good Brad impression. You sound just like Brad.
Oh,
really?
It's better than your Brad Cosby impression.
Brad Cosby.
Here, you want to hear my Sean impression?
Yeah.
Yep. That's too loud.
I'm just a delight. Okay, yeah, Schwarzenegger's probably.
Yeah.
God.
Better movies. Who had better movies?
Terminator 2 is so fucking good.
Yeah, it's awesome. But
Terminator
is
1.
Is better than Rocky?
Rocky is one of the greatest
Rocky's
movies
really
of all
great.
Time. Rocky or, is the greatest
Rocky's
movie.
Really
one of the
great.
Greatest
Let
movies.
Me ask John Rambo.
Rambo second. First. Rambo First Blood.
What about Commander Nighthawk?
What? What about Cobra?
I can't even think of the one.
Tango and Cash.
No, I'm thinking. What's the one where he's like a gangster and it's like they try to film it like a.
Get Carter?
No.
The old 20s one.
Yeah.
What is that called?
Sullivan? Or
he's supposed to be like a gangster like in the bootlegging days.
And he has like two daughters that are hot.
How can he pull that off?
He can't. It's horrible.
He's still. Yeah, he's.
20s.
He's still.
Anybody see my iPad?
20s.
That was kind of a mix. Well, what about Schwarzenegger? He's made some good and bad movies. What are some good movies Schwarzenegger made?
Total Recall.
Total Recall's great. I love Total Recall.
I don't remember that one.
Totally.
Son of a bitch.
I did it, guys.
My favorite thing about Total Recall is you can watch it and make pretend it's just going on his mind. Or you can watch it and make pretend it really happened. And you can watch it. When you put it in, you can decide, am I going to buy into it this time, or am I going to make pretend it never really happened?
I love at the end of Total Recall when he spins the top and it starts to wobble, but it doesn't fall over.
Never fall. Well,
did anybody?
It might have fall. It might have fallen.
You can make pretend it did.
Did anybody ever do a fake Inception trailer with Tom Petty's Running Down a Dream? Did anybody do that?
Oh, you're about to.
That would have been good. That's
you're about to.
That, a year ago, if I had thought of that, that would have been
not bad.
Can I?
Yeah, you can.
There's a video. Yeah. Danny L'Amour posted on his Facebook. You know him from Facebook. Mm-hmm. A YouTube video of this. It says like fake why wrestling's fake.
Yeah.
And there's this guy who does this move. He was like against three other guys. He pulls out an invisible grenade out of his shorts.
Oh yeah.
And it throws it, and it makes everything go in slow motion. And like everybody's moving in slow motion. Then all of a sudden it explodes and everything goes really fast. And it is the greatest thing I've ever seen. I've watched it like three times. Yeah.
I remember Boogity.
Slow motion grenade.
Have we not talked about Boogity, 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 Amen yet? Did you see Boogity, Boogity, Boogity?
I saw you post something about it. What is that?
It's this guy at NASCAR does an invocation prayer.
That's not that great.
He's like, "Dear Lord, thank you for all these wonderful machines made by Ford." And he says all like different brands of stuff that he loves, and
Mopar.
He thanks the Lord for his smoking hot wife.
Yep.
And then
sounds like a ripoff of like Ricky Bobby.
I'm
not interested.
But the thing is,
he didn't real life.
He's actually a preacher talking to the Lord, so he's dumb enough to not understand. I guess.
So God is in heaven going, just like loving it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Well, God is.
God likes everything about us.
I never understood the as far as prayer, and you're a
I know
God
what do you
lover.
Want to know about prayer? I know it.
Why? How is there an accumulative effect of prayer?
Because there's an accumulative effect.
But I mean, how's that work?
I don't know.
Like if Sean's sick and I pray for him, nothing's gonna happen. But like people are
that's not true.
We got the whole church to pray for him, so it's like,
yeah,
more is somehow better.
Not you know what?
Isn't God gonna do what He's gonna do? I don't get it.
I wish Pastor Bruce were here.
He'd throw an invisible grenade.
Maybe you're not the guy to ask.
You're not the guy to ask. All right.
Anything's possible.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Who had better movies?
It's
pretty close.
Personally, I like Terminator 2 and Total Recall better than I like Rocky. Though I love Rocky.
I don't. Rocky is one of my all-time favorite movies. I went and saw it in theaters in like 1977. Right. I saw it in the theater.
You're a Sly Man, obviously.
We could easily have a who had more shitty movies.
I'm from South Jersey, right outside of Philadelphia.
You love Sly?
I've run up the art center.
You love Sly?
I've run up the art museum steps and done the Rocky like every other kid who grew up around there did.
You love Sly? I get it.
Yeah.
We get it.
T2's one of my favorite movies too, though.
Conan, the original Conan Barbarian.
Oh, Conan the Barbarian's so good.
Good fucking movie.
Yeah. Like the first 15 minutes other than the...
Hercules, though. He was in Hercules. Well, no, was it Hercules?
Hercules like in New York.
Yeah, that's
he
horrible.
He was a monster back then, though. He was so much bigger.
Yeah.
And they overdubbed his voice.
That's great.
Oh, God damn it.
That's so funny.
Twins.
That was good.
I liked Twins.
Did you know that Dead Ringers, the creepy David Cronenberg movie, was originally supposed to be called Twins?
Yes.
But they came out almost the same time, and they're like, we can't call it Twins now.
You know who told me that? You did, the big nerd.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
You know, Sopranos was originally going to be called Family Guy.
Oh, what?
Yeah, was it really?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
That's for the best, I think.
Yep. That may not be true.
I was trying to do the math. I'm like, didn't Sopranos come out in like the late 90s?
Well, I don't think they didn't do it because of the cartoon. Oh. I just think they just didn't do it. And then, or maybe they did.
You know, the guy come out like
The Godfather was originally going to be called Sopranos.
The Sopranos was originally going to be called Twins.
Do you know
there
what?
Were two of them. What?
What?
They didn't want Al Pacino to be Michael Corleone.
You know what? Terminator,
that's actually true.
Do you know what Terminator 2 was originally called?
Terminator 0.5.
Terminator 3 was going to be called Terminator 2.
Yeah, it's going to be called.
What I'm racking my brain to think of some good Schwarzenegger movies here. Predator, come on.
Ah, oh, Predator is really
Predator,
good.
Predator, everybody.
I'm not a big fan.
I'm with Arnold on this one.
All right. Better actor. Yeah. Who's a better actor?
Neither.
They're both shitty actors.
Both shitty. I know that, but yeah. Who's better at acting?
Well, I mean,
I guess you can say neither. I guess you don't.
I feel like Sylvester Stallone in Rocky.
That's an amazing performance.
That was awesome.
That was a good performance.
Yeah, and there's never any moments in any Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where you're like, wow, I believe this guy.
He's pulling me in. He's really a robot who like can't talk.
And in the newest Rocky,
Robot.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone's great in the newest Rocky.
I've heard that.
I didn't see the new one.
Rocky Balboa?
Yeah, Rocky Balboa. It's a really good movie.
That's what I've heard.
Okay, let's give that.
The new Rambo was pretty awesome too.
I didn't see that.
I saw some statistics on
he's kind of good in First Blood. I mean,
you feel like he's a wounded vet.
Yeah, I think Sylvester probably is a better actor.
Let's give
Stallone this by a hair.
It's not
by a chest hair.
I mean, compare him to any other actor. It's not like he's got
sure.
Johnny Depp. You know, he's fucking. You know, he's just better than Schwarzenegger. That's no. Who's more likable?
No, neither.
Likeable?
Really?
Yeah.
I think Stallone's likable. He seems like a nice guy.
No, they're jerks. Come on.
They're both kind of jerks.
Schwarzenegger
seems like a kind of a jerk.
Yeah? I don't know. Kind of. He was in Kindergarten Cop, though.
Like a little...
Kindergarten Cop?
Bossy or something.
Is that a tumor?
Yeah, no, I know. I'm not talking about acting. I'm talking about like as a guy.
Just as a human.
Yeah.
I think they're both jerks.
Okay.
No contest.
I'm a Frank Stallone guy.
Who would win an arm wrestling?
Whoa.
Right now?
Wait. Then,
okay, yeah.
In a second, we'll do it today.
Schwarzenegger back then.
Back then, yeah. Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Today,
I think Sly would.
I think
Sly would take him today.
Yeah, Sly's he's still putting so much steroids in
let
him
it go.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sly's still like Sly's always been treading water. He's always like, I'm this far away from being a fucking joke, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Who's more American?
Sly.
Well,
literally, but.
Arnold's like the American dream.
Yeah, but a real American would never want to be a governor. We're too lazy. We're too lazy to want to do something like that. Real American.
Sly's not lazy. He's doing movies.
I am
Expendables. He wrote that, didn't he?
I hope not. That was terrible.
Aren't
I didn't
both
watch
in
it.
That? Are they in anything together?
Yeah.
I guess they're both in the Expendables.
Also,
I didn't see the Expendables.
I heard bad things.
It looks awesome. No. Looks like they got a lot of machine
guns.
A lot
of those guys are only in it for a little bit.
He's got Jason Statham.
Yeah, and he's a lot of the big names you're watching it for are only in very
small
pieces.
Is Jason Statham in it a lot? Because I like Jason Statham.
I think you just like saying Statham.
I think he likes
because everyone else says Statham and they're wrong.
I like Statham.
All right, let's see.
He's in Crank. Crank's good.
Out in the middle of the woods.
Okay,
yeah, me and you.
Rambo versus Commando.
Oh.
Who's going to come out
alive? Well, it depends. Are we talking about like Rambo 2 or 3 or 4 where
or
he can
Commando
like,
2.
Where he can throw a plane at another plane or something? it depends.
Let's say first Blood. Not Second Blood.
Because in First Blood, he's sort of a regular
human.
Yeah,
he's just a guy trying to get hitchhiked through town.
Yeah. I mean, he murders people.
He murders a lot of cops, but...
It's not his fault.
Yeah, and that one he doesn't really want to hurt people.
That's what I
was
saying.
In the second and third one, he's like,
like Jason or something.
Yeah, he is. Well, he's just Jason in Afghanistan.
In some like GQ or something, there was like this, not pie graph, but like some kind of chart of like the first movie. There was like,
eight
people got killed.
Chart. Yeah,
the second one 50 people got killed, and like the third one 300 people got killed in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah,
and like. So, okay, let's say, I don't know.
Yeah, that's too hard.
Come on, Commando threw a...
Yeah, I think Commando...
Didn't he do something really stupid with a helicopter?
I don't think there's a helicopter in Commando, was there? He threw a pipe at a guy. And it come to a metal somehow.
Yeah, Commando's pretty awesome. I think Arnold probably would win. I think
Rambo would beat Commando.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Yeah, come on. Rambo?
Really?
Rambo?
I'll tell you what, it's whoever had the element of surprise.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, what about...
No element of surprise. You just put them in do they have guns?
I don't know.
Whose daughter is at stake? Okay, how about Rambo's chink girlfriend? Mm-hmm. And Commando's who's the boss daughter.
We're saying chink now.
Are tied up to to an invisible grenade.
Well,
and then Rambo and Commando.
I think he would do anything to save his daughter.
Yeah.
Rambo can always get another, how you say, chink girlfriend.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
There's billions of them, so he can literally.
There's probably been three different.
They don't even like them. They throw them away.
Yeah, they don't.
They specifically
use once.
Every winter, they're just tossed in the woods. Yeah. So
why hasn't some smart pimp just gone over to China, just started capturing babies and growing them?
Sadly, Sean, that does happen.
Does that happen? Babies?
Well,
which is a bigger poon hound?
Oh, Schwartz.
They're both poon hounds because I believe Big Willie Styles wrote a song called Miami, and he says it's no surprise he's in the club. Sly Stallone.
Sly Stallone was with Bridget Nielsen.
Well,
end of story.
Okay.
There's no bigger poon that I know of.
I don't know because Schwarzenegger sure likes. Oh, he does dogs. Man. He'll fuck it.
Yeah, he's like.
Yep. He's a poon hound, man.
Leave the dirty glove on. My Schwarzenegger's pretty bad, too.
I like it.
I never realized that's your Achilles heel. Finally.
I can't do impressions.
Something Mark's not.
But you know what I'm really good at? I'm good at impressions of people I know.
Yeah.
When I do an impression of someone I know.
Mocking people.
Do you get an impression of me?
No.
If he does an impression of you, it's not going to sound like you. It's going to sound like me, me, me.
No, like, certain people I can impersonate.
Yeah. Who can you impersonate?
Can you do Chess Doll?
I used to do our old, you don't know him. He was our old CEO at our company, and everybody used to ask me to do it. And they tried to get me to do it at a roast. I'm like, no, there's no way. You wouldn't go for it. I know him.
Let's hear it.
This son of a bitch over here trying to tell me I can't get my damn money.
Is he a black fella?
No. He's from Alabama.
That's how he talks.
And you're telling me that's a good impression of
that's
him?
That's a great impression of him. Henry Baraka.
Okay, well, let me. Do you think
Tara Harrison better hurry up with a launch?
Do you think
I say that in the break room?
Yes.
Everyone dies.
Do you think you do a good Bill Cosby?
No.
Okay, well, I'm trying to figure out if you just think you're doing a good job.
No. I do a good Henry Baraka. Who else do I?
I think everyone can do a good impression of their dad and their boss.
Oh, you know, I used to be able to do a good Jerry Springer, but I can't do it anymore. I really could
do it.
Yeah, when I was younger.
Sometimes you'll get good at a voice, but if you don't do it for a while,
you forget it. Kind of use it or lose it.
Exactly. You got to cultivate it. You know who's good at voices? Sean Staggs. You know him?
Yeah, I listened to him. He sounded just like Sean Parrott.
Sounded just like Sean Parrott.
Yeah.
We're making a cartoon with
him. That's what I sound like.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, he did great voices.
Yeah.
Can he do me?
That's the thing. He didn't do an impression of me. I was like, why don't you ever make fun of me? He's like, I don't really... know you well enough to make, or I don't.
No, you have to get a distinction. You got to get like a distinction to get the person down.
Well, he's pretty good at it.
Who else? I used to be good at certain people.
Lloyd.
Ah.
No one at home knows what we're talking about. That's all right. They don't know any ever. Ah. Who had more action figures?
I don't know. I'm going to defer.
That's Schwarzenegger.
Really?
Well, let me think. Know. There's a Rambo action figure. There's some Rocky action figures. That's about it.
Predator has a
There's a last
toys.
Action. Yeah, there's a. Well, no.
Last action hero.
Well, there is, but there's not. There's not from the Predator's line. There was no humans in that. That was an alien. What? God damn it. I don't interrupt you when you're talking about what line was in. Just forget it. It's Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Is Schwarzenegger?
Who's better looking?
Huh.
Sly.
Who's better looking?
I'm a sucker for Italians.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Sly's really? Better looking.
Like the Italians.
Say you're a girl when you got a big wet pussy.
Oh.
And you're like,
come on. I don't want to think about that.
It's just. You're like spreading it wide.
No.
Come on, man. It's which is better.
I already said Sly.
All right. Keep thinking about it.
Though. I like Italian men.
Keep thinking about your pussy.
All right. Sean, ooh,
how sloppy it is.
Sean,
just stop creamy.
It. Not going to let you help you with my washer and dryer.
Ooh.
I'll help you, whether you like it or not.
We're helping Mark with his washer and dryer.
Not gonna let you
whether
help
you
me.
Like it or not.
Washer.
I'm going to help
Warsher.
You.
Who's a better dad?
Neither.
I don't know. Probably
they both
neither.
Stink.
They're probably better.
Schwarzenegger's kids aren't even talking to him.
Who? Really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
According to TM something.
Because he doesn't know them.
Yeah.
He doesn't know who they are.
Never met them.
They can't get access.
They want to talk to him. He won't answer the phone.
I'm not your father.
What a
is
shit.
Is that better?
What a shit.
That's good.
That was better.
Who
made more sci-fi? I can't think of any Stallone style.
Oh, yeah. Judgment. The one with Snipes where he was the judgment guy.
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man.
Ooh, that Demolition Man is a good movie.
Yeah, it's cool.
I like Demolition Man. I like Demolition Man. Beep, beep, beep,
beep. He was in something else, too.
Terminator. I mean, old...
Old Yeller.
Old
yeah.
Stallone was in... Almost, he was in a lot of sci-fi. I mean, most of his best movies were sci-fi.
Stallone?
Yeah. I mean, no, sorry, Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Almost all Schwarzenegger does is sci-fi.
You have to when you're Schwarzenegger.
Because he's such a monster. I guess that is some kind of testament to being extra huge.
Yeah.
Who would you say
yeah.
has done more roids?
I think sure you're the sportsman. So.
I think over a period of time, I think Schwarzenegger stopped using roids.
And
I don't think Stallone ever stopped.
Stallone's still doing it?
Yeah. So, yeah. So Stallone's actually over the top with the roids.
Because I think.
Yeah. What else is he?
Oh, wow. Oh, my dick.
Ah, man, we should spoil it, but that's one of our sketches. That's going to be one of our sketches.
Over the top?
You know, if you have a guy with an old dick injury, like he hurt his dick in high school, so every time it rains, he's like, my dick, it's going to rain.
My dick's acting up.
Ah,
nice.
The old trick dick is acting up. Ow.
Well.
Yeah?
We're going to have a picnic. Not if my dick has anything to say about it. Who's smarter?
Neither.
Smarter.
Oh, yeah. Schwarzenegger's
smarter. They're both smart guys. They're business savvy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. A place like Planet Hollywood.
I was just
going to
say. it was them and Bruce Willis, right? Or
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis is smarter.
Jean-Claude Van Damme has something to do
Bruce
with it.
Bruce Willis is smarter than both of them.
Bruce
Can
Willis
we disagree with
I think
that?
Steven Seagal. No, yeah. He just worked there.
When we were talking about fucking.
He's just the cop there.
When we were talking about fucking the girl in the wheelchair.
That's not nice.
We were talking. I was like, I want to wear her like a reverse Master Blaster.
What if she hears
and
this?
And the guy, she didn't hear it, but the guy.
No, what if she hears this now?
Oh, well, then she'll know what's
I'm
up.
I'm in a wheelchair. How's that Blues Bros and saw
Chad? Wait
Chad
a minute. 2 + 2 = pussy.
Brr. I'm in a wheelchair.
What if she didn't have any feeling? I love my dad.
I love my dad.
Oh, that's who I do a good impression of.
I love my dad.
Blair's cousin from Facts of Life.
Do you do a good...
Blair?
Later.
I could get my own date if I need to.
The face matches. People at home.
Can you
I'm
do an impression
saying...
of Walter White's son?
Yeah.
It's the same impression. You want to do an impression of my
Finn?
Dog? Or an impression of the... and I can also do a Corky from Life Goes On.
Yeah.
Becca! It's not my fault. It's not my fault at all. I tried my best. But nobody will help me. Becca! That's pretty good.
Who's the guy, Godfather, that sounds exactly like?
Luca Brasi.
Yeah, Luca Brasi. It's also you, Luca Brasi.
I hope your son, it was a masculine son. I love my dad.
And it's fucking bad. Walking normal is just a fad.
We need to cut Corky into that movie somehow. That'd be great.
No, whenever he's petting the cat, you scroll down, you see that his face is on the cat. Meow! Meow! Marble cat, meow! Fuck up!
Shitting on him.
Oh, this cat is sitting on my lap.
I go Stallone.
Which is funnier.
Okay.
On purpose. Which is funnier?
Which of them is funnier?
Which of them is funnier? I'm going to say Stallone's funnier.
Stallone?
No, his movies that are supposed
Stallone
to be funnier are so
funny.
Bad. Not on purpose.
Yeah. Stop or My Mom Will
on,
Shoot?
On purpose. Who's got better comedic timing?
Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, Twins was funny. Kindergarten Cop was
kindergarten
funny.
Kindergarten
Cop. All right, maybe you got a point.
What else? He was in a couple.
What is Stallone in that's
Jingle All the Way? He was
anything amusing.
Stallone's Tango and Cash was, I think,
Tango
to be
and Cash
no,
was,
oh, maybe that's why I didn't
yeah,
like
it's
it.
Supposed
I didn't think
be.
It was supposed to be funny. I thought it was
I think
like
it's
serious.
Supposed to be.
I hope it's supposed to
it's
be.
Kind
it's
supposed to
it's a buddy
parody.
Movie. Of course it's supposed
it's
to be.
It's kind of a parody.
Sean parody.
Yeah.
That happened the other day, Sean parody.
Yeah?
Remember?
Really?
Yeah. Liz and Gary were over. Are you fucking? And we said Sean parody. Why? All right, well, who's funnier, not on purpose?
Stallone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big dummy. That was which is nicer? Who gives a fuck? Bigger yeah. dick.
Whoa. Neither. They're both raisins after all the roids. Oh.
But what about their dicks themselves? Maybe their shafts are still really big.
No.
Maybe they...
Does it make your penis?
Yes.
Well, if they're both thought... small, still one is bigger.
No.
They have
same
the exact
same size. Finally, with
molecules,
tie. Same,
atoms.
Finally have our first tie on this.
Okay. No, because...
I've measured them.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Scarface versus...
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Michael Corleone. Schwarzenegger has a bigger dick?
Arnold
Schwarzenegger. He's got it. Stallone is like a...
Oh, yeah. He's like 4 foot
tall.
Yeah. Oh, but you know how those midgets do it, so...
And they,
oh, that's
hey,
true.
He's fucking Italian. Like
yeah, he's Italian,
dick,
man. He's Italian guy. He's over here.
Packing heat.
With the penis and whatevers.
Well, in that case, which is better?
You're really bad at impressions. That got a little Jewy. That was like Italian Woody Allen.
Oh, was it?
Kind of. It sounded kind of like Italian Woody Allen.
I can do a good Indian impression, but not like the one you always hear a lot.
Ooh.
Like the one where like the guy you really work with, like... The Oracle database is preferably we won't have to reboot tonight, but you do
that
understand
that
it is a possibility.
If I was on the phone and I heard that, I'd be
touch
like,
a dot.
This is a white
touch
guy
a
doing
dot.
A really good
yeah.
touch
Indian
a dot.
Impression.
Joe's, touch Joby, get in here. We're not doing Atari 5200s tonight. We're going to get down to our homework.
Yeah.
That's my friend's dad.
Touch a dot.
I'm going to say.
That's all you do is watch basketball. You never come over here and read books.
I think Stallone won.
Stallone is so much better. Come
no.
on.
Stallone's better.
Arnold's better.
You're so stupid. I'm going to kill you.
Well, go ahead and
Whoa.
Kill me then.
Hey, no, oh, no killing.
Don't. I'll go get my gun.
Don't.
What if I got my gun and we played around with it?
We're going to go do that, guys.
We should play around with it on the air.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.